Hey, everybody, it's Lisa Lampanelli, the Queen of Maine, and you know what? I got my own podcast. Yeah, does everyone have one? Pretty much, but mine's different because I'm going to help you like I help myself. Get Stuffed with Lisa Lampanelli every week is going to teach you how to have the fabulous life that I have. If you don't listen, you're just stupid and don't want to help yourself, so don't even listen. I don't even want you to. But if you do, if you disobey my orders and listen, you can go to feralaudio.com or download it from iTunes. But again, don't listen. I don't even care.
Hey, Weird Adults. Today's episode is brought to you by Audible.com. Audible has the best audiobook performances, the largest library, and the most exclusive content, and you'll feel something when you listen. Learn more at audible.com/weirdadults, where you can get 30 days free and one free audiobook. It's awesome, and just so you know, I'm right now reading Missoula. I think it's a must read, and it's super easy to digest if you're listening to it on Audible. I'm also highly, extremely beyond above recommending you read or listen to on Audible, So You've Been Publicly Shamed by John Ronson. If you are of the now, if you are living in the time that we're living, which I hope you are if you're listening to this, if not, please seek medical attention because you are in fact dead. But if you are living, you have to read So You've Been Publicly Shamed by John Ronson, and you can get it for free by going to audible.com/weirdadults. This book is such a necessary read because it's so relevant to the times we're living in, and I just think it's awesome. All right, guys, check it out, audible.com/weirdadults.
Hello, listeners of Weird Adults. Thank you for downloading. Thanks for subscribing. Thanks for just paying attention and being here with us. I want to take a moment to talk about a really big passion of mine, and that is AdamEve.com. Why? Because if you go to AdamEve.com and you type in the code WEIRD at checkout, you'll get 50% off your order, and you'll get 3 free DVDs. Now, if you're underage, this may not be the ad for you. Or maybe it is, and I just don't want to flat out say it and sound like a child molester. But by the way, that's not okay. What is okay is expression and feelings and emotions and love. And if you feel like any of those things sound like they may apply to you at one time or another, go to AdamEve.com and see what fits your lifestyle. Okay? Maybe it's protection. Do you know what I mean when I say that? Maybe it's extra fun. Do you understand? Maybe it's a little help. Get it? Either way, go to AdamEve.com to express yourself to yourself or to another lover. There are also cute costumes on AdamEve.com. So if you are considering dressing up, whether it be Halloween, whether it be just not Halloween and just to be sexy for your mirror, your lover, your video camera, your Facebook friends, you can get a cute costume at AdamEve.com. When you check out, use the code WEIRD and you get 50% off and 3 free DVDs. And I think you know what I mean when I say DVDs, okay? I think you know what I mean. I mean something that has some stuff, okay? Not just like stuff, but stuff that you want to see. Stuff that I downloaded when I was 12 and got in trouble for. You can get it now for free from AdamEve.com, sent to your door privately, secretly, hidden. You know, while we're here talking about stuff that has to do with sex, there is something I want to say, and it's frustrating me personally. I'm sick of these Hollywood bitches who talk about their sex tapes like they go and get some fame, okay? I don't like that. Do you know why? Because I fucking made a sex tape when I was a freshman in high school with 2 other girls. And you don't see me trying to sell that in the streets. Why? Because it's illegal. And no one would really care or want it because I'm not famous. But I'm just saying, like, make your sex tape before you turn 18 so no one can sell it because it's illegal. Get it? I would watch my own sex tape, but I can't because that would be breaking the law. Go to adameve.com and fucking chill. Listen to this episode. It's fucking real good. Bye. Creepy little Esther. Stupid little Esther. Podcast, I have to say, where my guest has brought their grandfather.
Yeah, I brought my grandpa with me.
I'm welcoming to the show Pete Davidson. Hi.
Hey. How are you?
I'm so good. How are you?
Great.
I'm really shocked because you're not black.
I know. Everybody says that.
Like,
everybody.
But seriously, everyone must say it.
I've had black friends for like 3 or 4 years that when they just recently found out. And people consider, they're like, whenever they talk about me, they're like, that light-skinned kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm
like, light-skinned black kid.
Yeah, I just go with it. It's great. I like
what
it.
What the fuck?
I don't know. I don't know why I look like this.
It's really confusing.
I mean, the Irish, my mom's lying. Like, there's no...
Yeah.
I don't get it, but...
And you're a comedian, and you're like... A 12-year-old, right?
Yes. I'm going to be 20 in 2 weeks.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm almost a man.
Wow. So you're this teenage comedian.
Yes.
Still?
Yeah, still.
How long have you been doing comedy?
Almost 4 years.
So you started as like a little kid.
Yeah.
Why?
I didn't have friends in high school. I didn't have any friends. Everybody was going to parties and stuff, and I wasn't invited. So I just went to comedy clubs, and I hung out. And then I just did open mics.
Were you not as cute as you are now in high school?
No, I was pretty. I just grew into my face. Like, I've had these lips forever. Yeah, but of course, I can't believe you said I was cute because it's usually just 12-year-old girls
really?
that watch MTV that think I'm cute.
What show are you on MTV that girls like you from?
Guy Code and Wildin' Out.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. I've seen Guy Code. What's Wildin' Out? What do you do on it?
Oh, it's like an improv hip hop. Black show. Yeah, that's why I'm on. Yeah.
What?
I'm on a hip hop. I get to be black, and it's
I don't understand. Like, is it okay that you're admitting that you're not black? Like, should we keep it a secret?
I've disappointed so many people.
It's
but, like I have I'd say 90% of my friends are black. I don't know why. That's just always how it's been, and they don't believe me. Like, they don't, like, they introduce me to their black friends as I'm Pete, the black light-skinned black kid.
That's
and they don't.
So weird. I'm in shock.
It's awesome. I think it's great.
How has that like affected you? Like, is there ever like a situation where you're like, you don't want to speak up about not being black? Like, you have to hide it?
No, I usually just go along with it because it's so much more fun to be accepted by black people than let them know that you're white.
It sounds thrilling.
Yeah.
And for people who are listening, if you have to Google Pete Davidson. He's a comedian, and he's a black guy that's not black.
The first thing that comes up when you Google my name is ethnicity ?
Oh my!
I swear to God, it's the first thing that comes up.
Ethnically ambiguous is just fucking money in this town.
It's perfect. I can play anybody.
Oh my God! And I saw you on Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yes, I played a black kid.
You did? How
yeah.
do you know?
I did because I didn't realize it until I watched it. But my lines were black. So the lady was just the whole scene is my at-risk kid.
Right.
That are learning from cops what it could be like. They're trying to scare you. And the lady just goes, she starts imitating an at-risk kid. And I'm like, why does that person sound black? You're saying black people can't sell drugs? And I didn't realize it until I watched it that I played a black person. And nobody told me.
This is like a crazy
it's
thing.
It's great. Yeah. I can play it. It's pretty awesome.
Is this like, do you talk about this in your comedy?
No.
Because you don't want people to know.
Well, I admit it. Like, I say I look miscellaneous in the face. Like, I could be anything, but.
Yeah.
I don't know. Really.
Do you have siblings?
Yeah, I have a little sister.
Is she black?
No, she looks just like me, just with long hair.
What the fuck? Yeah. Oh, my God.
But nobody thinks she's black.
Okay.
I don't know why. And she's really good at basketball. Maybe my whole family is black. She's, like, really good.
I kind of think that they are.
Yeah, it's really possible.
I feel like, but also then I'm like, is it just that you dress like a cool black guy? I don't know. Is that it?
That could be it.
Are you just a white guy? Dressed
I have a very black ensemble.
Yeah.
At all times. I don't know. I think it's just how I grew up. I grew up, all my friends.
You grew up
listening
black.
Listening to DMX and 50 Cent.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, Jordans and stuff.
Yeah, you have cool. What are those shoes you're wearing?
They are the Great Fives. They are my favorite.
What does that
pair.
Mean?
I don't know. They're just.
That's the name of
them. That's the name of them.
But they're Jordans.
They're Jordans.
Which is, are those made by Nike?
No, they're made by Jordan. Jordan's his own thing.
I didn't know that. I thought it was
Yeah, you're not
Nike.
Black.
No, I'm not.
You're totally not.
I kind of, no, these are
No, no, those are cool.
Okay.
Yeah, Nikes are cool.
Thank
as
you.
As long as they're not wearing like Reebok or Crocs.
Oh, fuck no.
Or, you know, that's I can't wear Converse though.
Why?
I'm a size 13, so they look weird.
Oh, yeah. We have the opposite problem. I'm a size 4. Ish. Four or five.
Four or five.
I'm small.
That's really small.
Yeah. So we're opposite feet. We should, if we bred, we would, our children
would have a size 9. 9 or 10.
I mean, I was on my way over here thinking about the hybrid vigor that our kids would have because you were black. And now I'm wrong.
You're totally wrong.
You're just a fucking white dude. I don't even want you here.
Yeah. The whole, see, I told you, people get disappointed as soon as they find out. They're like, oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, I still, it's actually more fascinating because it's fucking, you're lying.
I know. I'm totally lying.
Wait, so tell me what it's like to be a, I know this is probably annoying for you to talk about, but like a 14-year-old kid who's doing stand-up comedy in New York City. Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Staten Island. I talk like my father knows someone. That's the type of voice I have.
Well, it's a little like a mobster, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I like, you know. It's intimidating. But then you see me and you're like, that's not intimidating at all. I look like a little boy.
Yeah, but you dress like you might hurt me.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't know what you're going to get with me. I could hurt you or I could help you cross the street. I'm a very unpredictable person.
That's so cute.
I'm a cute thug.
Yeah. No, those are like...
Give me all your money. Aw.
Tickle me. So you're a 14-year-old doing stand-up. Are you, like, scared? Are people nice to you?
Most people are nice. Older comics are nice. It's the people that there's just certain people that aren't happy. Because a lot of people have been doing it a lot longer.
Mm-hmm.
And when anybody gets a little something before they do, they get mad. So there's always awkward. But I have my friends. So, like, it's not
– Yeah.
I don't really care about – You know, the other people.
Yeah, we don't. That's. I totally know what you're saying, bro. Yeah. And I hate it.
You know,
and
just keeping it G in this hood.
Haters can just sizzle on
haters
their
haters can go wear Reeboks.
And fucking Crocs.
Yeah, Crocs are gross.
We'll wear Nikes, we'll wear Jordans, and we'll fucking run this town.
Yes.
But with no hybrid vigor. Just disappointing.
No hybrid vigor. That sucks.
So. What else did you, what are you doing in LA this week? You're just doing shows?
Yeah, I'm just doing shows and just meeting people. I like doing meetings in LA because mm-hmm. like in New York, you have to go to like an office and there's a guy in a business suit and like, you know, he's on the phone all day. And then here they're just like, do you want to meet for a coffee at 10:30?
And I'm like, it's very true.
It's so weird. It's so weird.
When I was in New York and I was doing meetings, I was like, I had to take cabs and it was snowing and I was like, this is a very different life.
Oh yeah, there's so many things going on in New York at once.
It was overwhelming.
Yeah, it's very overwhelming. This is overwhelming for me.
Why, the driving?
There's palm trees and...
Yeah, I mean, I feel like those are really not overwhelming things.
No, palm they trees, are. They really are.
I feel like they're underwhelming.
They're so tall.
I feel like they're soothing.
Yeah, but they're not from here. They're imported. They're not real.
You know, because I didn't grow up here, so I still look at palm trees and I'm like... This is a vacation.
Right.
This is not.
And it's just always nice out.
Do you think you would move here?
If I have to for work, I will, but I don't want to move here.
You don't?
No.
You fucking New Yorkers, you guys don't want to leave.
I don't. Well, one, it's just because everything's done at 2 a.m. and like I wake up at 7, so.
That's so easily changed.
Yeah, but and then it's just
wait,
like.
Wait, you wake up at 7 p.m.?
Yeah, that's usually.
Oh my God. Yeah. Why?
I don't know. I'm up usually like 6 or 7 to like 6 in the morning and then I sleep during the day.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know. It's just how I always was.
You're a monster.
Yes.
Oh my God.
I'm an incog Negro. That's what Jordan, that's my friend Jordan. He says he surprises white people because he stays incog Negro. Like he's black, but not in public.
Okay, I think I follow. So do you live on your own? Do you live with your family still?
I live on my own in Brooklyn now.
By yourself?
Well, yeah, my friend lives with me.
So
my friend Derek.
How long have
Derek
you been?
Derek Gaines, he was at the comedy festival.
Derek who?
Gaines in Montreal.
I didn't meet him.
You didn't meet him?
No.
He was my black friend.
Really?
Yeah, he was the only, I think he was like the only one. I think he was the only, me and him were the only black people in Montreal.
He was in New Faces?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I feel
he had a really
like...
thick beard. I think he was in our group, too.
What's going on? I'm embarrassed. which, by the way, how fun was Montreal?
Oh, it was very fun because I got to be an adult and
why?
Drink.
Oh, because you can't drink.
I can't drink legally here
United
yet.
States.
Not for another 2 years.
When did you start drinking illegally?
I think when I started comedy. Actually, I never really drank or smoked weed or even.
But how
cigarettes.
Are you drinking in comedy clubs?
Because they don't really care.
Whoa.
Yeah. I mean, I don't do it now because it's like. You know, it just looks bad. But like when I first started, I was like, yeah, fucking free drinks.
You can't legally drink. I think you need to stop drinking.
We can't hang out?
No.
Oh, no.
Well, I don't drink at all.
You don't?
No, I'm scared of alcohol. I don't drink.
What about weed?
No.
Why?
Pete.
You live in a legal, the weed is legal here.
Do you smoke weed?
Yes. It's great. It's for my Crohn's disease.
You'll grow out of this. You're not a Jew.
I have Crohn's. Yes, I do.
I think only Jewish people get that.
No. I'm crazy. I have Crohn's.
I feel like you're
black.
Very ethnically confused. And I feel like everyone around you is lying to you.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you the truth.
Nobody's telling me the truth.
You're a black Jew.
My name's not even Pete Davidson.
I mean, everyone's lying. You don't have Crohn's.
I do. Yeah.
You're a cute little Jew.
No, I'm not. I'm really not. But this is, I don't know.
So you're like... You're just a cool kid doing smoking pot and
doing
drinking
comedy.
Alcohol and sleeping all day.
Yeah. I'm like, I want to be like hip hop. I want to live like a rapper, but do comedy.
Okay.
Yeah. Like I want to get a big chain and tell jokes. Me and my friend Ricky were joking about this. Like if we ever get to do a special, we would do it with like 40 goons behind us just standing there straight.
Oh my God.
And then we
God.
Get to tell jokes. Yeah, like we were telling jokes in like a rap circle.
What kind of chain do you want?
I want a big blinged out FDNY chain. Fire
oh,
department. Because my dad
yeah.
was in the fire department. So I want to get a huge iced out FDNY chain. Because nobody will have that. And people, like I'll look like a dick, but people will be like, oh, this is for a purpose. Like,
right.
You know, it's not like I have a...
Like a tramp stamp tattoo.
Yeah. Well,
for
no,
no
I,
reason.
I have a tattoo that says "Swerve Life."
What?
On my knee.
Why?
Because I got drunk in LA once with my friend, and we thought it was a great idea. Because I got dumped, and my girlfriend
okay.
at the time got a tattoo.
I take back what I say about you being Jewish. You're not just. You need someone Jewish in your life.
Yeah, because I'm Irish.
You need a Jewish presence.
I inherited a lot of problems. But no, because my ex girlfriend got a tattoo. When I was in LA, and then she dumped me the next day, and she was like, "You'll never get a tattoo." And then I was like, I'll fucking show you." And I got "Swerve Life" on my kneecap.
That is
the Big
so...
Sean song was really big at the time.
What I don't even know that the a Big Sean.
Big
song?
Sean, he says "swerve" a lot.
He's so not even relevant anymore.
Yes, he is. Big Sean is big. Sean.
I do like the song with Nicki Minaj that he has.
What, the ass song?
Dance. Yeah, yeah.
Is this 2 years? Do we go into time? He has a big album out right now. He's doing really. You don't listen to rap?
I like Nicki. Nicki Minaj.
You like Nicki Minaj?
A lot.
And all 12 of her personalities?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you like Nicki Minaj?
I like him. I just wouldn't be able to date her because I just wouldn't know which one of her to fuck.
Is that how you
she's
think
she's like nine different people.
Female musicians. It's like, would I date them? Then I like their music.
Like I like Selena Gomez, not for her musical skills.
That's your girl. That's
yeah,
like
that's
what you're
that's
into.
Like my yeah, and
well, now,
because she was with Bieber, and that's kind of like you know, in a not gay way, it's kind of like I could get the Biebs. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I don't know what you're saying.
I don't know. I'm a big Justin Bieber fan.
You
I'm
are
a huge Justin Bieber fan.
Ironically,
I think he's the coolest. No, like I really like.
Tell
everything.
Me why?
Because like he's doing exactly what a 19-year-old with $50 million should be doing. He should be being an asshole, and he should. That's exactly what I would do. I would just pull up and leave my car there. No parking
but
spot.
But tell me you don't like his sleeve of tattoos.
Oh, that's the coolest. I hope he's like 3 months away from getting a neck tattoo, and I'm so excited for it. I hope it's like lips. I hope it's some girl's lips that he tattoos on. Oh, I just hope.
No.
I think it's great.
Wait, now here's my question, because you have this lifestyle where you're like sleeping all day. How do you maintain any sort of love life.
What's I don't want a girlfriend.
You don't want
one.
A girlfriend.
They suck.
Because she hurt you.
She hurt me pretty bad.
How long were you together?
And like it was my first girlfriend. We were together for a year. Like a year, almost a year and a half.
And when did it end?
Like April.
Oh, no.
I'm good now, but like I just don't.
You don't want to.
Yeah, I bought. I did Valentine's Day one. Like I'm good. You know, we did everything. We went to the movies. Fuck it over. I'm good. I don't need to do anything else.
You know, I just feel like I'm sick of you comedians with this attitude.
No, it's just
because,
like, she would. Women, a lot of women that aren't comics don't understand comp. Like, they don't understand that we have to do something at 1 a.m. just to work on something. They don't get it. They think it's fun. They're like, you're going to go have fun. And I'm like, no, I need to do this.
Right.
Otherwise, I won't be better.
You see it as work. She doesn't get
it. Yeah, and then she'd be like, that's more important. Yeah, it is more important than you right now. Absolutely. It's totally more important. If I don't do this, you can't be a fucking follow your dream to be a dancer, because that's a real thing. That Staten Island girls like to think, oh, I'm just going to be a dancer.
Well, I used to want to be a dancer,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, of course.
So.
every 17-year-old girl that has somewhat of an ass thinks that they're a dancer.
And, well, I don't know what kind of dancer.
She was a hip-hop dancer.
Oh, no, I was like a ballerina, so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you don't need an ass for that.
Yes, you don't. In fact, no ass is better for a ballerina, actually.
Yeah.
I would be a great ballerina. I have a small ass. My ass is like the size of a black guy's ball sack. That's how small it is.
Oh, my God.
That was weird that I don't. All right. Can my grandpa hear this, by the way?
I hope not.
I really hope he can't hear this. Can he? You can hear it. Oh, that's great.
Oh,
my grandpa
my
could hear
God.
Every filthy word that I'm saying. I just want to let everybody know I brought my grandpa with me to L.A., and it is the funniest thing.
Tell us about it. What's going on?
He's just funny because he just says things differently. Like, for instance, we went to go see Gravity.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Sandra Bullock's hot. And I was like, yeah, Sandra Bullock's fucking hot, right? Isn't she all? This is how he says women are hot. He goes, yeah, quite the looker. Quite a looker over there. And I'm like, this is hilarious. So funny.
Oh, that is cute.
It was great. Gravity was really great, by the way. Did you see it?
I did see it. Don't agree with the message. Don't think life is worth living. But other than that, I thought it was fun.
Other than that.
You saw it here with your grandpa.
Yes. I saw it in 3D, and it was amazing.
I mean, it's sort of late to be talking about Gravity. No offense.
I'm late on it. I'm very late on it. It was a really great movie, though. I just want everybody to know that. I saw it.
Did you see Blackfish?
No.
Probably not. It's a CNN documentary. It was on TV this weekend. I think you were traveling. But it's about, like, how SeaWorld...
White kids that look black?
No.
Oh. Am I in it?
No. No, it's about how SeaWorld... captures what like whales, wild whales, and then they hurt people because they're going crazy because it's not. It's
That's something
abuse.
That I should definitely watch.
Yeah, it's kind of sad. They like steal baby whales from their whale mommies. It's awful.
It's hilarious.
It's really heartbreaking, but it's.
Do they make those like?
They do. They make weird vocal sounds.
LA's weird. This is a weird place.
Why?
I don't like it. I just don't. Me and him were walking up here, and there was a guy in his front yard. He had 4 or 6 tortoises, like prehistoric big.
What?
Like this big. Like I know nobody can see on the pocket, but they were huge.
Where were they?
Like down the street. I'll show you. They were just in the yard, just like lurking.
I kind of don't believe that that's possible.
I swear. See? The grandpa get the verification right there. Yes.
So you and your grandpa have the same name?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is that an Irish thing?
Yeah. I actually like way better than, because if I was named after my dad's dad, I would have been Stephen, and that's an old name.
That's, whoa, okay, you're talking to an Esther, so let's be careful how
we but Esther's cool because like, there's not a lot of Esthers.
I don't think Stephen is old.
There's a lot of Stephens.
There are a lot, but I don't think it's old.
Yeah. Maybe my grandpa's just old, and then I'm just like, Steven is, I don't know. He's annoying. My other grandpa's really annoying. He's great, but he's Jewish. So maybe I am Jewish.
Oh my God.
He's
so
one of
you
the,
are Jewish.
Like a tad.
If I had sound effects right now, the biggest one would
what,
go
the,
up. Like you just admitted
I
you're
just
Jewish.
I just dropped a huge bomb.
What the fuck, Pete?
No, well, here's the thing. Like he's the type of Jew. Like he doesn't mind buying things, but he has to tell
that
everyone.
That doesn't mean he's not Jewish.
No, but no, here's the thing. I don't, like this is how I know because he'll get it. But then he'll be like, yeah, no problem, just $45. Like, he'll just yell it out in front of my whole family. He'll be like, yeah, you guys like that TV? Yeah, I got it for the family. Yeah, it was only $1,000. You know I love you guys, so.
So your grandpa's Jewish.
Yeah, super Jewish.
So you're Jewish.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not, because my dad was Protestant. I think he got rid of the Jewish trait. And then,
so your mom.
And I'm 6'4". There's no way that I could be Jewish.
You're 6'4".
I'm black. There's a I'm 100% black.
You're confusing the fuck out of me. I can't. It's stressful.
I'm very
feel stressed out.
I'm like a dream catcher.
What do your parents think about you, or your family think about you as being doing comedy so young?
Well, my family's like, they're all awesome. They're just, you know, if you say shit or fuck around them, they, you know, they're like, ugh. They kind of get weird. I think it's just because it's me saying it, you know, and like my mom and or my aunts and uncles could say it and then it'll be fun. But I think it's just they're, you know, it's different for them. Nobody know. They don't know any comedians. They're from Staten Island or from Jersey. They don't know any of that world. But they're happy that it's going well. So
yeah,
like my mom just recently stopped asking me to go back to college. Like it took her like 2 years.
Did you actually start college?
I did a year.
Where?
At St. Francis College in Brooklyn.
Okay.
The small college of big dreams.
And you did it, when did you do it? Did you graduate when you were 18 from high school?
Yeah, I graduated when I was 17, and then I did a year. It's 2 years ago I went to college for a year.
And did you just do that to, like, appease your mom?
Yeah, and then something finally happened, and then I just did
what was, like, the moment where you were like, I'm get quitting school, this is crazy?
Well, I was in class, and I had, like, an audition right after class, and then I got it. I was like, fuck school. that was really the moment. I mean, that was really it. But my mom's still freaked out. She'll be like, the garbage man test is coming around this year. Just letting you know.
Really?
She's just like, as a backup.
Your mom is totally Jewish.
No, she's not. Nobody.
That's a Jewish parent right there.
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know.
She's not
You're
Jewish,
so
though.
Unclear.
She grew up Catholic. But she's one. What? How is she Jewish? Because she wants me to take a fireman's test and a garbage man test as a backup. It's not like she wants me to do both, like make all the money. She's like, in case it doesn't work, you know, maybe she's half Jewish. I don't know.
I think she is.
I don't think so. I got to ask her. But I'm pretty sure my whole family's Catholic on my mom's side.
But also, you have a Jewish grandpa.
Yes. A very loud Jewish grandpa. And he's blind in one eye, and he still drives everywhere like he's not. Yeah, like he knows, when he backs up his car, he knows to stop when he hits something, because he always hits something. And then he just goes and forward. And he doesn't even, like, make a reaction. He's just like, eh. And he just keeps going. That's how old he is.
You're such a little baby. I kind of feel like I want to, like, dress you up in doll clothes.
Why? That's really creepy. I'm, like, really tall. Like, I'm a grown boy.
A grown boy.
Grown, sweating
guy.
But
not a grown man.
Not yet.
So are you like, do you also, like, what are you more into? Writing, being a comedian?
I just like stand-up.
Acting? You just like stand-up?
I just like, anything else that you get, I think is just a bonus.
Yeah.
I think stand-up's like the only thing they can't take away from you. So
right.
That's why I like it the most. Because you get to say whatever you want. Like, even if you get a show, whatever, and you pitch it and they love it, they're still going to change something.
Yeah.
And the stand-up's like the only thing where it's just whatever you say goes. That's why I like it.
That's true. It's kind of nice to remember that you have that.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of platforms where you can't just say whatever you want.
Yeah, well, MTV, you can't say anything.
Yeah.
Unless it's just like, lollipops are good. And they're like, oh, we could put that in the reel. But no good things they could put in.
What are things that you really enjoy talking about that are like real and personal and like in your stand-up that make you feel...
Like, I like talking about my dad dying.
Do you want to what happened?
He was a fireman, so he died 9/11.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you say about that in your stand-up?
Well, I make fun of it because my grandma's birthday is on September 11th. So there's a joke I do where I'm just like, did you make any wishes that I'm not aware of, grandma? So I just make, there's a lot of, you know.
How are you, you're just chill about joking about that?
Yeah, I'm cool with it.
Why?
Cool with it. I don't, it makes me laugh.
Yeah.
I guess that's how I deal with it.
Yeah.
By laughing at it or making people laugh about it, then I feel good about it.
I'm assuming it wasn't always like
it bombing miserably.
Well, no, I mean like you weren't always. It wasn't always.
I didn't wake up on September 12th and be like, fucking sheetrock, right, guys?
Let me find the humor in
this. No, it wasn't like that. It definitely took a while. But I think
how old were you when that happened?
7.
You were 7.
Yeah.
This is pretty fucking
this is so
traumatic.
Much better than am I white, black, or Jewish? but yeah, it's fun to talk about. It's fun to make people laugh because they don't want to laugh at that. Nobody wants to laugh at that.
That's a big thing to get a laugh out of.
And the people that are laughing look around that want to laugh. They look at other people that are very liberal and angry for no reason.
It's almost like a racist joke.
And people don't believe you. They think you're lying. So it's like, yeah.
Then you're an enemy.
Yeah, then you look like a dick.
A villain.
And that's, yeah.
Well, is that part of, do you think, why you started comedy?
Yeah, I think that's exactly why I started. And I think, because I didn't fit, I really didn't have any friends. I had like one or two in high school, but now I just fit.
Yeah, you hang with comedians.
It just works.
And it's
good.
Well, like, because you grew up in Staten Island, do you have friends that were also affected by 9/11 the same way? Like, they lost?
Not really.
So that's just you and your hometown?
I would meet, like, one or two people that lost, like, an uncle. Or, I mean, I have, you know, my dad's firehouse, they lost 4 people. So, like, I know them, but, like, not my friends. Like, they're just, you know, see them at firehouse parties or whatever.
There's got to be a lot of pride there because your dad is literally a hero.
That's why it sucks. Like, I can't beat that. Like, I could be the most successful person ever in the world. I will never be able to beat that. So,
I think that's okay, though.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. You know, it's kind of cool.
At least you know you'll never beat it.
I will never come close. Yeah.
That's very epic. I mean, wow.
Yeah, nice 60 minutes piece. That could be. The worst thing was, like, I don't like using it because I'd rather just, like, do it stand-up. I got to do this thing for Extra, and they told me they were going to do is interview me and show me that I'm doing good and that kids that are affected by that can do good.
Oh.
They flipped it on me and made it, like, struggling comic Pete Davidson.
And then they were like,
Sam Champion, the guy who was just like, now it's my time to make him known. And it was just this horrible make-a-wish piece.
What? When was this?
This was like on the 4th of July. My whole friends and family were watching.
Oh, this year?
It was so embarrassing. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It was awful.
But it seems like no one saw it.
Nobody
didn't
saw it, thank
you.
God. I got it removed.
So you had this Extra thing taken down.
Yeah.
And how did you even get them to do that?
I spammed it myself.
Oh.
I flagged it like a YouTube video.
Oh.
I was like, I didn't.
I found this
very offensive.
That is offensive.
Yeah, it was really offensive.
That's not nice.
Like, I'm not one of these dudes that needs to, everybody be like, oh, you're doing so great. I don't care about that, but, like, they made it look like I was, like, a make-a-wish.
Yeah, like a sad story.
This is his last week on the earth, and now he gets some TV. It was just so fucking weird, and I don't know. That's why I'm staying away from it. Like, I'm waiting. I'm even going to wait to talk about it for, like, I don't like talking about it, because I feel like that's, to get attention for it is, it doesn't. Feel good. Feels really shitty.
I don't think you have to feel shitty, though.
I mean, like, if somebody, like, came up to me, like, hey, I heard da-da-da, that's fine. But, like, if you see a whole piece on it and, like, they go, because they went to the firehouse and it's just, like, it's kind of, it just feels shitty. Like, I don't want to be known as the 9/11 kid that does comedy. Like, that's kind of weird for me.
Well, there is a comedian, Steve Ranazzisi, do you know his story? Mm-hmm. He was in the tower, the second tower, and then evacuated. And then he was like, he like had one of those like post-traumatic growth moments of like, I need to change my life up. And then he moved to LA to do stand-up after 9/11.
Oh, he was in the Mall Cop, right? And he's in the league?
Yeah.
Oh, he's great. I think he's hilarious.
But which is, you know, a little bit of a different story. But
that's still a great story.
It's still a 9/11 thing. But I don't think he talks about it a lot. And, yeah, I don't know. That seems, it's hard to process because it's so traumatic.
Yeah, and another thing is half the people that were affected by it are assholes.
What do you mean?
Like, they use it as like a, like, oh, I got a ticket. Oh, but 13 years ago, I don't get people who do that, and it's embarrassing. Like, I'd say half the people just turn into, and I get it, but like some of them don't know how to handle it.
See, I live in LA. I grew up in Illinois. I have never really met anyone affected by September 11th. So to me, it's like a really big deal, and I'm not exposed to it. So I don't know any of that.
I think any New Yorker or anybody in New Jersey, like in that area, just that day is just the worst. Like, it's like, just like I don't understand the forest fires out here.
I mean, it's not as bad.
Like,
it's pretty chill.
Osama didn't set a forest fire.
The forest fires don't really affect
people. But you know, like when, like even when like the New Orleans thing happened, like I don't give a shit. Like I feel bad. Like I don't want people to be killed or, yeah. But like I don't get it.
But you're
removed from it.
Yeah, and it's not.
I'm eating fucking Cold Stone. It's not. But I think that's what everybody, like probably somebody from Indiana, like there was a serial killer and four of her friends were murdered. Like there's just different, people go through weird shit all the time.
Yeah.
It's just that one is just.
It's very.
Very historical.
Epic. It's very historical.
Yeah.
I mean, did that, like, did the community, like when you were a little kid, like do you remember like the community?
Oh, I got so many presents. It was awesome.
From who?
It was weird because. More people that weren't really in my life were all of a sudden there all the
time. Like family members?
Yeah. That's how I knew it was weird. Like, I have no problem seeing, you know, my distant cousins, but, like, if they're over every day, that's, like, it's, you know, something wrong. And what was weird was we didn't even know if he made it out or not for, like, 4 or 5 days. Like, we had
really?
No idea. Yeah, we were like, maybe he's in the basement where the water cooler is. Like, just making up shit to, like, try and...
Oh my God.
That's the only thing that really sucks. We didn't really know. But yeah, it's not. I joke about it. Like it's, you know, I don't have a dad, but I got a nice car, so it's all good in the hood. No, it's like a weird topic, and some comics don't know how to talk to you about it. Like I have no problem with people doing 9/11 jokes. Like I think they're funny.
Yeah,
I think Louis C.K.'s 9/11 joke is one of the funniest things.
It's pretty crazy,
but. There are some comics talk to me about it, like when they say it was like an inside job and all that shit. That's when it bothers me. When
really?
When they're trying to like, you know, the government. Like I don't even look into it. Like I don't know how it happened, but like I just don't like people that come.
Yeah, like the theories and stuff.
Yeah, like you know what really happened. I was like, I have no idea what happened. I just know that it wasn't good.
That's pretty rude to sort of.
It is, you know? Yeah. I'm outside with my big ice cream cone because I'm 12. And somebody's like, you know, 9/11's an inside job. And I was like, oh.
The person who said that doesn't even know what it means, probably.
No.
Yeah, I don't. It is. It's definitely something that feels difficult to talk about because it's so, like, it's just such a large thing that happened, but it is sort of nice that you have a very chill vibe about it, and you do like I think it's a big lesson that like something so terrible that affected the nation but really personally affected you, you're like, look, it's okay, we can laugh.
Yeah,
it's okay.
I mean it's just it happened too long ago. It's like, you know, it's not that big a deal anymore.
Yeah,
but people still make it that big of a deal. Like it wouldn't nobody would really think about it. If they didn't do that whole special that they do every year, nobody would.
What is that special? I don't know.
They every year, it's on every channel for, like, you know, all day. Like, no matter what the channel, they show, like, highlights. Like, it's a fucking Super Bowl. Like, I don't understand. It's weird. But I just think they make it a little bit, like, obviously I'm not a dick. Like, I know it's one of the most big days in history or whatever, but like
I think that we all know that you know that.
Yeah, but like just the way, yeah, just the way that they, you know, make it out. I just try not to look at it. Like
yeah.
All those documentaries and shit like that.
Yeah, those seem.
It's no reason for me to look at it.
Unnecessary, maybe.
But I do like Rescue Me. That was like one of my favorite shows.
I never saw that. What's that?
It's a show about firemen like 2 years after 9/11.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's great. It's awesome. Oh, we're taking pictures?
We're getting our picture taken. What are other things that you talk about in your stand-up that are, like, you feel really good talking about? stuff. Was that like your way into stand up? You think like what you wanted to really say? And
yeah, because I wanted to be able to make people feel okay with it. Because like I could talk about it in a way that other people can't. So that was always the main goal. But I like to talk about things that happen. I talk about my shitty ex girlfriend. I talk about my grandpa and his great manners when talking about vagina. He's the nicest manners in the world. What nice legs. Like, it's so funny. I talk about college, how I went to class and there was a retarded kid in my class. And I got really mad because I thought I was retarded. I talk about all that stuff.
Yeah.
Like things that happen, because then it makes you feel okay after.
Have there been other tragedies in your life, or like just even small things that were bad that you feel like you can handle with humor now because that's sort of your thing, or not really?
Nothing as bad as
obviously.
Not really. No. I mean, I scuffed my Jordans about a week ago. That was a really tragic event. But no, other than that.
That does sound tragic. Yeah. How do you deal with that? Because I know that.
Well, I write about a 13-minute bit about it. And I hate curbs. No, I have like a shoe cleaner. I have a toothbrush for my shoes.
Wow, you are a black guy.
Yeah, I am a black guy. Yeah.
So do you feel that my shoes are like really grossly dirty?
No, those are fine. Those are LA dirty shoes.
Okay.
Like LA dirty. Like it's cool. Like some sneakers look really good dirty or either like really brand new. But those could look like Converse could look really good dirty.
Are you into Nikes too?
Yes.
You rock Nikes?
I love Nikes.
When did Jordans come back?
I think they were just always there. I think there's just more black people now.
Oh.
Like me.
And,
yeah.
Definitely you.
No, Jordan's always been, I think rappers really brought it back.
Who's your favorite, like, who are your hip-hop people that you want to be when
Juicy
you're in the
J.
shower?
I want to be Juicy J.
Who's Juicy J? Oh, he's on a new Katy Perry song.
Yes. Oh, that's how you, yeah.
Do you know that song?
No.
It's called Dark Horse.
Oh, okay. So he did it at Heart Radio Festival?
Yeah.
I saw it.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's my favorite.
Are you into Kanye right now?
I like Kanye because he's a fucking maniac. I think he's... I like...
It's fun.
He's an idiot. He's a dumb person. Like, all he needs to do is say, I know how to make music, I know how to make shoes and clothes look cool, but stop trying to come across as like... Socrates, like he's fucking just like, yeah, I'm a creative genius. Like, you don't breathe the same air as I do. I don't like that. I think Kimmel won that completely because you got a rapper really mad at you and you're a late night. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
He totally won that.
Are you into Kim Kardashian?
I would like to be in Kim Kardashian, but I'm not really into her. I don't watch that show.
Who are like your like hot chicks that you like are into? Like who are the
fans? Sandra Bullock's actually number one.
Are you kidding?
I don't know. I think it's a mom thing. I don't know.
You have a mom thing.
I don't know. I don't know what it is. I think I love her. Kim Kardashian's hot, but like she's been tossed. I don't need that in my life.
Yeah. You want a classy bitch.
A classy bitch. That's exactly what I want. No, I like Selena Gomez.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a big fan.
That's...
I mean, her acting sucks and her music sucks, but she's really cute.
I think her music's pretty good.
No, it's awful. If you're a 14-year-old girl that listens to Disney... She has Disney Channel music.
Like, yeah.
But no, she's great.
She has post-Disney Channel music.
Yeah.
Though. Like,
I mean, I like Miley, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like, if I get with her, it's like I got with her and Justin Bieber because they look exactly the same.
Oh, God.
I have this weird thing with Justin Bieber.
You really do? Want to
I just
talk
think he's a cute kid. It bothers me.
Why does that bother
like,
you?
I'm not gay or anything, but he's just a good-looking, cute, could-be-a-girl. I don't know.
But you're cute.
No, I'm not Bieber cute.
You're
I'm
not
like,
girly cute.
I'm Irish cute with the dimples and the giant lip. Like, I don't... But, like, he's, like, Gucci model. Like, I'm, like, fucking Kohl's, you know, regular guy sweater look.
Sears.
But, yeah, but he's, you know, he's living the dreams, hanging out with all the black people I want to hang out
like
with.
Like who?
Like Juicy J.
Oh.
And Wiz Khalifa. Like, he's hanging out with, he's the coolest
and
dude ever.
He was
ever.
At that big boxing match recently.
Yeah, he was holding Floyd Mayweather's belt. That's the coolest shit I've ever seen.
I get it now.
He's the coolest wigger in the world.
He's like doing kind of like what Justin Timberlake used to do.
Yeah, but Timberlake did it classy. Like, Timberlake was never really in trouble. He was never like, you know, caught smoking weed or that. Like, Bieber's a douche. Like, he's really a bad kid.
I have heard a story about him making a waitress cry, which it's like,
yeah,
come on, bro. Don't make ladies
cry. He pisses in mop buckets. He's the coolest kid in the world.
What? I don't know if that's
You never
story.
Heard that? He went into, like, a Denny's, and he had to go, so he just pissed in the mop bucket in the middle of the Denny's and then left.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And girls are just like, leave him alone. He's a good guy. Leave Justin alone. Let him pee in a mop bucket. He had to go.
Do you ever have your comedy fans, your like teeny bopper girls that are into you, do they ever like...
You want to hear a sick story?
Duh.
This is a sick story. I was doing a show at the Stress Factory with my buddy Dan Soder, and I was open for him. And when I got off stage, I saw a really cute girl. And I was like, oh, cool. And then she came up to me after the show, and I was like, oh, wow, this girl's 12. She really looked like she was 12. And then her parents and her mom and her mom's boyfriend came up to me, and they were like, what do you think of my daughter? I was like, yeah, she's cute and everything, but, she, you know, she's like 12. I can't do anything, you know. And they're like, no, she's 17, about to be 18. All I had to hear was 17. I was like, all right. So I got her number. We started texting. Nothing dirty either. I don't text dirty because there's evidence. I don't do that. I go, hey, how are you? You know, 3 days later, I like wake up and I go on Twitter because that's the first thing I do. And all my ads are blown up with, hey, you're talking to insert name. Just want to let you know she's in our class telling everybody that you guys are talking. And she's 15. And I was like, so her parents lied.
What?
Yeah, nothing happened, but, like, I just, like, shit like that.
Why would her parents, were they, like, really weird?
I think they were just trying to trap. They were just trying to get me trapped.
Why would they want?
Because they think I have mad money because I'm on an MTV show for 30 seconds a day. Like, they don't understand. All my family's like, hey, when are we getting the car? I'm just like, can you drive me there? Because, like, I have, like, 12 bucks.
Wow. And what happened then? Did you just stop talking to her? Did you tell her like, what the
fucking,
fuck?
I flipped out. I did the childish thing, though. I tweeted it. I tweeted the whole, because people started to assume shit, and I had to cut it out. I had to, you know, be like, just want to let everybody know, this girl ruined it for all you Twitter bitches.
Oh, my God.
No, because you can never tell. There's some girls that I'm like, Jesus. And then they just... get on a yellow school bus. And I'm like, what the hell is that? I did not see the Hello Kitty backpack covering that ass. It's insane. Girls don't look their age anymore. Like, they don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's creepy. Like, I saw a picture of a 74-year-old that looked like she was like 40. It was sick. Have you seen that picture float around on Twitter?
No.
Like, the really hot 75-year-old woman?
No.
Oh, it's weird.
I would like to see that. That's...
It's so weird.
I feel like, so you're into young girls and, like, mommies.
I like older girls.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Officially.
I just do the young ones because, like, it's there.
But you like Selena Gomez.
Yeah, she's young. She's my age. That's not young.
Oh.
To me, it's not. Like, to me, young is, like, 15.
Like, yeah.
I'm very young to you, probably.
Yeah, well, I'm 25, but I do, you're pretty
young. Don't like young guys? You don't like people who just got their driver's license?
I'm like you. I think I like older people.
Yeah, because they know what they're doing.
Yeah, they do.
You don't want to have sex. It'll be like 3 minutes. It'll be over. Like, you know, you're not going to get anything out of it.
Right. You want to be with someone that knows what's up.
Yeah, it'll be over very quickly, and then it's all disappointing. I tell that. I don't understand why girls get mad at me. I'm like, what did you expect?
I'm 19. When do you turn 20?
On November 16th. I'm very excited.
You're going to have a party?
Yeah, I'm going to have my 21st with an asterisk. So that way we could drink at the bar. I'm very excited.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I feel like we should wrap it up. Is there anything that we didn't talk about that, like, you have coming out? People can see you?
You can see me on Adam Devine's house party.
Oh, my God. High five.
On December 5th.
Me too. But I don't think I'm on December 5th. Who's on your episode?
Brooks Wheelan.
Yay.
Who just got SNL, which is sick. And Adam Ray.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's a fun one.
I wasn't there the same night as you was filming, but did you have fun shooting it?
Oh, it was awesome. It was freezing when we taped.
Same.
It was really cold.
I
did my whole set with my shoulders shrugged because I was freezing.
Yeah, and there was like, if I watched the episode that aired, and it's funny, you can see like the wind blowing in people's faces.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you watched it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. I want to see it. How come I didn't get to see it?
Oh, it aired.
Oh, yours aired?
No, not mine, but someone else, like the one, I forgot who I saw.
Well, last week was Santino,
Barry Rothbart, and Ahmed Barucha.
Yes.
And it was great.
Yeah,
the show's
it's
awesome.
A really cool show.
I know.
And it's funny.
It feels like an episode of Workaholics and then like with
comedies
stand-up.
In the middle. Yeah,
yeah. I like it a lot.
It's really great.
I'm excited to watch yours. I think mine's the last one. So.
Well, let me know.
Yeah.
Yes.
December 5th, though, Pete Davidson, Adam Devine's house party.
The white black guy comes back
Central.
Again.
Possibly Jewish.
Possibly Jewish with a hint of Jewish.
Yeah. And you're on MTV Stuff.
Yeah, well, the new season of Guy Code comes out in March, so...
On MTV or MTV2?
MTV2, the Guy channel. Yes.
Well, thank you for coming
thank
in.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for bringing your grandpa. All right, goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye, everyone.
As a branch of the United States government, it is the mission of the National Security Agency to assess and flag citizens of the country who may present a threat to its security. The NSA has clearance to wiretap by any means necessary.
Tapped. Incidental recordings of private conversations from the files of the NSA.
Now on feralaudio.com.